you personally, you woke up to feel your future's uncertain. Is that something that crosses your mind at all when you when the game ends there? And what do you kind of think about when you're in a spot like that?
I didn't think about anything. You know, I mean, this could be my last game as a Giant, but you know, I love this organization, and hopefully they love me too. I'm glad that they gave me another opportunity to prove myself, and I'm just blessed and humbled and just overwhelmed by it. You know, just coming back and. Three ACLs, microfracture surgery, and make it to 16 games. You know, I'm just happy right now. I'm looking forward to the offseason and what comes next.
Does that factor in it, the fact that, you know, they were here by you during those, all the time when you went through those injuries and, you know, the team was, you were with the team and around the team and they kind of stuck with you during
yes,
that time?
Yes, yes, yes. They was always here for me throughout the whole step, you know, from the owners to the GMs to the head coach, the head athletic trainer. You know, everybody welcomed me back and took care of me and had a great plan for me to get through the season. It worked out well. And, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm very humble, you know, very proud of myself and just it's just, you know, I'm joyed right now. To make it to 16 games after all I've been through, I would never thought I'd be in this position. But, you know, I'm very happy.
Terrell, with all the uncertainty going into the offseason for individuals and as a team, do you walk out of here feeling like this team is close to being where you need to be, or do you think a lot has to change in order to get to that point?
We're definitely there. You know, we're a young team this year, and we had a lot of injuries. We didn't make no excuses. You know, the veterans finally stepped up, and we had to make a difference. We started off bad, but we finished strong. That's all that matters. Change is inevitable, especially in the NFL. There's always people coming and going. It's a lot of free agents. It's part of football. It's part of business. We understand that. Hopefully, they can keep a lot of us. You know, I want to stay. I'm pretty sure, you know, a guy like Tuck and any other guys definitely want to stay, but it's part of business. We understand it. We accept it, and our front office do a great job of bringing in new guys and keeping the guys they need.
Is there any doubt that Tom Coughlin should be the coach of this team in 2014?
Not at all. Not at all. I definitely think he should come back. I think he did a great job this year keeping us together. I mean, we were 0-6, and we turned this thing around 0-7-3, and that's all to him, our leaders, the organization of not trading people, hanging in and believing in us. And we gave ourselves a shot, you know, but we dug ourselves too deep of a hole, and it was too hard to get out of. But, you know, we finished strong, like we said, 0-7-3. And that's what we're going to hang our hats on going this offseason.
How about the job Perry Fuel did as your defensive coordinator? The defense really played great the last half of the year.
Yeah, he did a great job. You know, the turning point was after the Chicago game. You know, he really listened to us and said, you know, what do you guys feel comfortable playing? What should we do? And, you know, I think him and all our position coaches did a great job of, you know, taking blame and, you know, keep coaching us through the whole process. And Coach Field did a great job of just turning his defense around. You know, we went from a last place defense to a top 10, top 15 defense. So our hats off to him. You know, he really stuck in and believed in us and put us in great position to make plays.